Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is this Gnome Book Publishing?
Yes, this is.
Yeah, okay. I got your email, and I'm interested in talking to someone about my book. It's really loud in the background.
Can I have your name, please?
Diane Mandel.
Sorry, could you repeat it?
Diane Mandel,
Wait.
Mandel.
Wait a moment.
Thank you very much for being online. May I know your name, please?
Yes. Yeah, my name is Diane Mandel.
Okay, and I believe you received an email from my end?
I did. Where am I calling? It's so noisy in the background.
I apologize. There are a lot of people here, and they're all, talking over the phone. That's the reason why it's sounding like that. So sorry. Just give me a quick moment. Okay, all right, so go ahead. What can I help you with?
Well, I have a book that is a manuscript, and I'm just sort of at the point where I need a cover, and I need the inside of it to be formatted and help, launching, marketing. Do you do all of that?
Yes, of course, we sure can. Let me ask you this. What exactly is the book about? What's the genre? And if you can give me a brief description of the book.
Yeah, I wrote my first book that has been published and won some awards was very specific. It was Ancient Sounds for a New Age, and it was a book, an introduction to Tibetan bowl sound healing with Tibetan instruments. And this is a memoir. And this is a memoir, and it is a compilation of a lot of moments in my life that sort of led up to my doing what I do now. And
okay.
It's also it's a little bit different because at the end of each chapter, there are questions for
okay.
the reader.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little so that because I feel like it's empowering and. At the end, and they've written their own story, it's also helpful for them if they
mm-hmm.
want to write something. So it's my memoir that talks about where I've been, and I've had a very colorful life. And also a guide to other people writing their own and embracing their own stories.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay,
let me ask you one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is very disconcerting. I feel like I'm on a telemarketing call.
I apologize.
Sorry.
There's no noise cancellation.
Maybe another time then.
Okay, then.
Thanks.
How about if I call you back on Monday?
You can try. You can call me back.
Okay.
I just don't want to be talking with all of this noise in the background. It's very difficult.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen. Of course. I understand. I apologize for that. What is your good number?
This one, 619-994-8151.
619-994-8151? Yep. Thank you so much for your time, and I apologize once again for this inconvenience. I'll call you back on Monday in a private conference room, and then maybe we can talk in details. I truly apologize for the inconvenience. I don't want to pressurize you or force you at this point of time because I know it's just offbeat, So let's talk on Monday then, okay?
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.